The Ohio Valley region has some of the country's highest rates of smoking and smoking-related disease. Kentucky has been called the country's cancer capital, and teens smoke more in Kentucky and West Virginia than anywhere else in America. But reporter Mary Meehan tells us about one teen from tobacco country who's part of a new push to solve the region's original addiction crisis.
Hundreds of kids scurrying to buses are oblivious to the sign declaring Bourbon County High School 100% tobacco-free. The campus is smoke-free, but the Central Kentucky community is not. Neither is more than 60% of the state. Sophomore Jacob Stewart wants to change that. In the library, he unfurls a 6-foot laminated scroll of anti-smoking slogans.
E-cigs, neither water nor vapor nor harmless.
With bright red hair, sharp blue eyes, and braces, Jacob is the face of students making a change in their communities, or SMAC. Kentucky and West Virginia have the highest teen smoking rates in the country. Jacob says kids are using nicotine to cope with anxiety.
So they try and fill that void with a drug or with something that just takes their mind off of it.
President and CEO of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, Ben Chandler, says the region has two addiction problems. One is opioids. The other?
The nicotine in tobacco.
While 5,306 die each year of overdose in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio, Chandler says 9,000 people die of smoking-related illnesses in Kentucky alone each year. Chandler leads Smoke Free Tomorrow, a collection of groups ranging from the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce to the Council of Churches. They launched their latest fight against smoking at a recent rally in Frankfort.
We've got two very easy answers at hand. Number one is an increase of the cigarette tax by a dollar or more. And number two is smoke-free laws all across the state.
Kentucky taxes cigarettes at 60 cents, among the 10 lowest state taxes in the country. Breathe director Ellen Hahn, an anti-smoking advocate at the University of Kentucky, says tax increases can help.
Make sure the price of tobacco is high enough to keep people who are price sensitive, like youth and pregnant women and low-income populations, off of tobacco.
Hahn says rules making workplaces smoke-free can also help. Ohio has a statewide law on the matter, and in West Virginia, 3/4 of the state has a smoke-free workplace. But there is another challenge. Tobacco is part of the region's heritage. Lexington has been smoke-free since 2004, but visitors to the Breathe office often walk by people smoking on the sidewalk. Cindy Steele is the advisor to Jacob Stewart and the SMAC team. She's been chipping away at the grip of that heritage for decades.
What I was told for years, tobacco built the courthouse. It certainly doesn't do that anymore. And when you know better, you do better.
People are starting to change. Jacob's grandparents, who he calls Nan and Paul, had 65 acres of tobacco in 2014. Now it's just 10. Jacob says the perception of the work is evolving to reflect growing health concerns.
And it's really just because of how dirty of a business tobacco is and the people getting involved and people understanding the risk of tobacco.
He's worked in the fields himself.
It's hot and it's sweaty and a lot of times it's nasty.
Jacob says this is the year that Bourbon County will get a smoking ordinance. He's got a winning strategy for convincing elected officials. It's one he's perfected on his still smoking mom. Nagging.
When are you going to quit? When are you going to quit? The city commissioners and city council, after a certain point of pestering, they get tired of hearing it.
Until then, legislators across the Ohio Valley will hear from advocates like Jacob, fighting the region's original addiction crisis. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Bourbon County, Kentucky.